Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is Yumad of Ayin Zion. I hope you had an easy fast, or having an easy fast. We are here at the bottom of Ayin Vav on the base. If you remember, the Gemara had wanted to know, well, how do you know that rechitza, that washing yourself, is considered to be inui, meaning not washing yourself, is considered to be inui, and therefore should be usher on Yom Kippur. So we quoted a pasuk from Daniel. Daniel had undertaken a period of mourning after the permission to build the Beis HaMikdash was rescinded. And the pasuk said, if you just to quote up top, right, lechem chamudus lo achalti v'basar v'ayin lo va elpi v'so chlos achti. And then I did not anoint myself. That's one of the things that Daniel did. So we have pointed out that v'soch is anointing and lo sachti, right, is washing. So based on that, the Gemara now jumps and discusses a story that happened in Shamayim during this time, again related to Daniel. As well. So the Gemara says, "My vani basi bidvarecha." And then Gavriel, again, if you remember, Gavriel said to Daniel, "I came to you," meaning I came to Shemayim because of you, meaning I was only allowed to come to Shemayim because of you. As the Gemara is about to explain, there's a story how Gavriel was kicked out of the Beis Din Shel Ma'ala, and then was reinstated because of Daniel's actions. Okay, so let's read that story now. The Chetiv Vazuk says, and Ya'azan Yahu was amongst them. So they were there, and this is where the psukim are describing in Yechezkel that you saw not a chalom, but he had I guess Ruach HaKodesh a little bit, and he saw that 70 people standing Talmid Chachamim, quote unquote, right, as we'll see, they were not exactly Talmid Chachamim, 70 elders Zakenim, right, that's probably more accurate, right, the pasuk says music name. Anyway, so he had 70 Zakenim standing there, Yish Mikatroso, Biyado, Ve'asar, Anan, Agatoris, Oled. And each of them with Katoris, a cloud of Katoris, except the pasuk says, Vayishach, Tavnit, Yad, Vaykache, Vetzitzis, Roshi, and he stretched out his hand, he sent out his hand, and he took me by the tzitzis of my head, right, meaning my hair, and he lifted me up between the sky and between the earth, he brought me to Yishalayim ben Maros Elohim through a vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, apezach shara pimis aponet zavona, right, to the inner inside of the gate, right by the Beis HaMikdash that faces north, asher sham moshav sama lakina v'hamakne, there was an image of kina, of jealousy. He brought me to the inside of the Beis HaMikdash, v'nei pesach heichal Hashem, bein ulam bein hamizbeach, and at the entrance to the heichal, right, be'eshrim v'chamisha ish achoreim al heichal Hashem v'fneim kedma, there were 25 people standing there facing east, meaning their backs are to the Beis HaMikdash, to the heichal, to the kodesh kodashim, v'nei mishtach v'im kedma l'shemesh, and they're bowing down east towards the sun, I mean, obviously away from the Kodesh Kedoshim, from the Beis HaMikdash, which is obviously very bad. So the Gemara just asked, "Mimashna Shenemar Rufneim Kedma, Eni Yodeh Shacharei Melechal Hashem?" Right? Again, as we pointed out, if they were facing east, so obviously their backs were to Hashem. So why does it say, right, that they were again facing east? Right, Achareihem Melechal Hashem. Their backs was to the Heichal Rufneim Kedma, and they were facing east. What does it mean that they were standing with the backs to the Heichal? Unbelievable, right? They were Baal Peor, if you remember. It's not really the same word, but they were Poreal is to remove, to reveal themselves. They were revealing themselves. And they were defecating, right, in front of, right, Rachman al-Tzlan, Lo'alena, right? You can't even imagine such a scene, but they were defecating in front of the Heichal. So obviously, Kosh Baruch was not so happy. Amalo Kosh Baruch Hu Michael, who was the Sar Tzva Hashem, almost like the angel of Am Yisrael. Right, so Michael Sarcha Umasacha, just like Hashem would say to Moshe, right? Your nation has sins, and so too, Sarcha Umasacha, your nation has soured, has gone bad, and has decayed. So Amalo Fanos Michael said, "Baruch Olam, Daya LaTovu Shabehem." Okay, so fine. So sustain it based on the good ones, right? The tzaddikim in the generation. I'm going to burn them and tzaddikim. Immediately, he spoke to the man wearing linens. Usually that's referring to Daniel. Gavriel, sorry. And he said, El tachas lakruv, umalecha v'necha gach le'esh mibenos lakruvim. I come inside to the kruvim, take some coals from between the kruvim, v'zrok alayir v'yavol le'enayim. And throw it upon the city, right? Again, to burn, to burn the Jews, to burn Amishal, to bring down a punishment from Shemayim. Vayavole einayin, he came to my eyes. Miyad immediately vayishlach hakruv es yado mibeinos lakruvim. So what happened was that Gabriel didn't take the coals himself, right? The kruvim, one of the kruvim took the coals, right? Ela esh asher beinos lakruvim, into the fire. Vayisa veidin el chafnei levush abadim. And then the kruvim carried it and put it into Gavriel's hands. And then he took, he went out and he threw the fire on the city. And obviously, since it was passed from one quote unquote person to the next, right, so the coals were slightly less hot than if Gavriel himself would have had taken them straight from the fire. Amar Rabbi Chana bar Bizna, Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida, the mother lo nitzdanenu gachel in miyado shel kruv liyado shel Gavriel. Right, if the coals had not gotten cooler from the hands of the kruvim to the hands of Daniel, so lo nishtayru b'sanim shel Yisrael shel eri palit. Right, there would have been nobody left. Avam Yisrael, meaning the punishment would have been so harsh that nobody would have survived. So the chtir uksiv the pasuk tells b'nei ha'ish levush abadim again Gavriel asher akesas b'masnav. Meisha Davar Lemar, right, again, Gabriel came back and he said, Asisi Kasher Tzivizoni Hashem, I did what you commanded. Now Rabbi Yochanan, Boaz HaShoah, Rabbi Yochanan said at that moment, Hoksila Gabriel Me'achorei HaPargut, they kicked him out from behind the Pargut is the curtain between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everybody else. U'machayu, Shitin, Pulsev, Denora, and they whipped him 60 times. They gave him 60 lashes with fire, with a whip of fire. So they said to him, they said, I don't understand. If you didn't do anything, okay, we could have understood that you didn't do anything. Meaning you didn't want, like Rashi says, right, you slowed down the punishment because maybe Kosh Baruch Hu would have saved them, right? You didn't want to do it, right? Behind Matzdika Moskalemor, Docha who is the Dover, again I'm just reading Rashi's second line, right? That maybe they would have said, oh, Gavriel, good. He didn't do what Hashem wanted right away because he was waiting for Hashem, maybe his anger will cool off, someone will daven for him, someone will appease him, etc. Right, ulai yashuv HaKadosh Baruch Hu mecharono, maybe his anger will subside. But yevadata, but if you did it, so my lo avadata kide pakducha. Right, so why didn't you do it as you were commanded? I mean, Hashem told you to take the fire straight away. So v'od, and also the avadata that which you did, leisacha in meshivan al kalkala. Why, once you did it, why'd you come back and we're like, all right, I'm done, I finished. It's like it's almost worse, right? You ask your kid to clean the room, he comes back with his half cleaned. So it's almost worse than if you hadn't started it. So I sued the Dubiel, so they brought in Dubiel. Dubiel, a dove, right? A dubi is a bear. And the Persians, the Gemara Megillah explains, are similar to bears as they're apparently very big and very hairy. Okay, so either way, so their angel, right? So sorry, Sara de Parsai, right? The Dubiel was the angel of Persia, right? And then he kind of took over for Gabriel. And he was like kind of in charge of stuff for 21 days. Right, again, the angel of Persia, right, was there for 21 days. Right, again, the pasuk in Daniel as well. Right, again, that this is kind of insinuating that this is one of the things that happened to the Jews when they were in Persia. Right, the angel was in charge. Michael was one of the angels came to help me. Again, me being Daniel. Because I was there alone with the kings of Persia. Right, Yavulei Esrim Vechad Malchei U Parvasa Demanig. So they gave Dubiel 21 kingdoms, right? Again, Persia was able to conquer 21 kingdoms, and this port city named Mashig, Amar, and he said, Kisvi li Yisrael be'akarga, right? Write down that Am Yisrael should pay a tax to the Persians, a tax on each person, almost like a, not an income tax, but like a head tax, almost like a living tax. Each person pays a tax. So Kosra Leh, they said to him, Kis v'li the Rabbanu Kagra. And they said, okay, fine, we wrote that down. And then he said, I want the rabbis also to pay this tax. So Kis v'li. So sure enough, Dubiel was in charge. So they wrote it down. So Be'idna Debo La Michtam, the point when they wanted to sign it, so then Amar Gavriel Me'achorei Apargur Amar Gavriel got up and said, Shav Lachem Ashkim Yekum Me'achorei Shemes Ochli Lachem Al Savim Ki Itin Lididou Sheina. It's no point for you guys who get up early, right, who sit late, right, who eat bad bread, sorrowful bread, atzavim, right, crying bread. Ki tain li didoshe na. What does that mean? My ki tain li didoshe na. What does that mean? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Elin shishem shatamei chachamim sheminadros sheina ba'olam hazeh v'zochos la'olam haba. These are the wives of tamei chachamim who minadros sheina. They don't sleep in this world because they're waiting for their husbands to be done learning, so they can talk, they can hang out, they can discuss issues, whatever. V'zochos la'olam haba, and they're zochos in the next world because they're getting the schar that the tamei chachamim are learning. They're waiting for them, even though right, they could go to bed, but husband comes home 10-11 o'clock at night from the base medrash, wife is up, right, even though she could have gone to bed, so she's also zocha. So that way, again, Rabbi Gabriel was trying to say that you should be zocha, give schus to Am Yisrael, especially for the rabbanim, they don't have to pay his tax and the schus of their wives. So v'loish kichu alav, but they didn't listen to him because again, Gabriel had been kicked out of the Beis Din up there. So Amar Lefav, so Gabriel said to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, may you call Chachmai Umos Olam bekaf Moznayim for Daniel Ish Chamudish bekaf Shnia lo nitzu machrias kulam. And if you weigh Daniel versus all of the Chachmai Umos Olam, all the wise people of the Goyim, Daniel comes out on top. So Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, mi yuzeh shemalav yizchus al banai. Right? Who is this who is can be malav yizchus for Am Yisrael? Because right? Again, Daniel was Gabriel was kicked out. So Amar Lefan of Ribono Shel Olam Gabriel. It's Gabriel. Remember him. So Hashem said, okay, fine, he can come back. This is what it means. Finally, at the end of this whole story, that's when Gabriel said, I came because of your words, because of Daniel, because of Daniel, meaning that he spoke for him. So they said, let him come in. Right? Meaning, let Gabriel come in. So Elihu, he came back. And he saw Dubiel holding this letter, right? The letter that was going to tax the Talmid Chachamim, right, in Persia. Right? Gabriel wanted to grab it from him. And so therefore, Bala, right? Dubiel swallowed it. And therefore, you get the Amrit. Some people say, some people say that either it was written but not signed, and you get the Amrit, or some people say, even though it was also signed, but, but it, when Dubiel swallowed it, so then the signature got erased. Kilu, right? As you can see, the decree, the Gzera, got kind of lessened somewhat. So that's why in Persia, some people pay this tax and some people do not, because again, the Xeria was kind of half, sort of, kind of enforced. Gabriel was able to go back into Beis Din, and then the Pasuk says, and then again, after Gabriel kicked out the angel of Persia, but then the angel of Greece came. And Ave Ave, and Gabriel said, I tried to cry about this, but no one paid attention to me, right? And obviously the Greeks were able to do really some really rough stuff to Am Yisrael. Okay, fine. That's that whole story with Gabriel and Daniel. The Ibrahim, and now the Gemara says, again, back to, if you remember, how do we start this whole thing with it? We tried to say that washing is considered to be an inui from the pasuk of So Chlo Sachti, that Daniel did not anoint himself and he did not wash himself. So another source, you could say Rechitza Ev Ikri Inui Min Alan. How do you know that Rechitza is called Inui, meaning not washing, is called an Inui, an affliction? The pasuk says Dechtiv Leiv Yisar Kohen Asher Amar Hamelech Anasos Leich El Sadecha Ki Ish Mavis Ata. Right, again, David said to Ev Yisar, get out of here, right, that you are when you go to your fields, right, you should really chayav misa. I'm not going to kill you today. Kinesos says, Aron Hashem Elokim lefnei David Avi. Shlomo said this, right? To Avyasar. Kinesos says, Aron Hashem Elokim lefnei David Avi, right? His anisa b'chol asher is ana avi. And you were also afflicted with everything that my father was afflicted as well. But again, Avyasar, if you remember, in Malachim, supported Adonijah to take over for David. Even though he had become, right, he had been one of David's servants, one of his advisors, meaning Aga, and what it means, they were afflicted together, they suffered together, because when David had to run away from Absalom, so Eviatar went with him, right? And they were lechor, right, when they were on the run, they had the same troubles and painships. That's this is v'chianisa v'chol asher sana avi. Shlomo says, right, you were afflicted with everything that my father was. What was David afflicted with? People are ra'ev, hungry, ayef, tired, evitzamei, is thirsty. So what are those? Obviously eating and drinking. What's that? So ra'av milachem. It's sama mimayim, right? That we know. What's ayef mimayim? What is ayef? What does that mean? They were tired. So the ra'av must be laf merechitzim, right? It must be talking about they haven't washed themselves, so they were just exhausted, right? When you go without a shower for a day or two, right? You feel all clammy and gross, right? They were exhausted. So the Gemara says, well, how do you know it was washing? And maybe it was because they were running for so fast they didn't have shoes on, or their shoes were worn out, or whatever. So no, it must be from this pasuk. Mayim karim al nefesh ayifa, like cold water on a tired nefesh, a tired soul. Pasuk in Mishlei. As the Gemara says, v'dilma mishtiyah, how do you know? Maybe that's talking about drinking. Because it says, again, if you have cold water and a weary soul, maybe someone is someone tired because he hasn't drank enough. So the Gemara says, miksiv b'nefesh ha'ifa. No, it doesn't say b'nefesh ha'ifa. It says al nefesh ha'ifa ksiv. Right? On a soul who is tired. Right? Again, so what's water that goes on a person? A person that does not wash, right, becomes tired, and that's how you know that that is an affliction that David HaMelech had. Okay. Nil sasandol minale. So how do you know that not wearing leather shoes is considered to be inoy dechtiv, because the pasuk says v'david ola b'male hazesim alo bocha v'rosh lo chafui v'hu olech yachef. Again, it says David was going yachef. Yachef in my, what do you mean bare? Lav minyas sasano does not mean barefoot. That's the Gemara says v'dilma mesusi umartika. Maybe not barefoot, but since David was used to riding on a horse, right, a horse and a whip, and to kind of smack the horse to go faster, and maybe David didn't have those, so he was just tired and he was being afflicted, right, by the fact that he was barefoot, and not really barefoot, but barefoot for him. So it says, "Elam Rav Nachman Mehacha must be Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Mehacha must be from this." Lech upidachto asak me'al masnacha ve'alcha tachlot me'al raglacha uksiv vayaskein haloch arom v'yachef. Right, go and take off your sackcloth, right, and remove your shoes. Right, that's a pasuk in Yeshayo, again, because just to show how people are going to go into Galus, taken out by the Assyrians. So he says, take off your shoe. Right, again, yachef mimai. Right, what lav minis sandal? Does that mean, right, wearing no shoes? Of course, says ve'im minalim hamatulay. Well, maybe he's just wearing worn out shoes. Right, the ilo tema, because if you don't say that, arom mamish, what are you going to say? Again, what does the pasuk say? That he walked arom v'achef. He walked arom, literally means naked. Right? There's no way Yeshayahu walked around naked, straight up. El begadim bluyim. It must be he walked out with like kind of worn out clothing. So achanamim b'minadim hametulayim. It must be also that he wore worn out shoes. Rather, no. We know that yachef, the pasuk says, it doesn't mean worn out shoes. It must be barefoot because the pasuk says, "Mini raglech mi yachef ugronech mitzima." Mini atzmech minachet. Right. Make sure you avoid. What does the pasuk mean? Make sure you avoid sin. Kadesh lo yavol raglech lidei yichof. So your feet won't become bare. Mini leshonech mitzvarim b'teilim. Right. Make sure you don't speak pointless words, right? Don't waste your words. So your throat won't be thirsty. Again, what doesn't mean if you're talking about going to Galus, right? So again, that's the punishment, as Rashi says, it's a punishment for sinning, etc. So captives go to Galus barefoot. So it must be that Yachef is actually talking about barefoot, and that was the inui that David HaMelech had when he was running away. Okay, tashmish amita deikri inoy minalan. How do you know that not having tashmish is considered to be an inoy? The chiv pasuk says in tanes ben osai v'tikach nashim. That's the end, right? That's the end of the quote of the pasuk. Right, meaning that Lavan told Yaakov, right? He told him, he swore, that made him swear to two things, right? First of all, in tanes ben osai, if you afflict my daughters, or if you take more wives. So the Gemara says in tanes, that's referring to tashmish. If you don't do that with your wife, with my wives. With my daughters. Vintikach, and what is that? Mitzaros. Not, so this doesn't mean tsaros, this means it's other wives, meaning an extra wife, right? Lovin said you're not allowed to take extra wives either. The Gemara says, maybe mitzaros. How do you know that both of them, maybe both of them are talking about taking extra wives? So the Gemara says, miksiv imtikach? It says v'imtikach siv. It says imtane v'imtikach, right? Those are both. But those are two different things, right? It seems to be that they're separate, right? With the vav. So it must be that he was talking about two different things. So Gemara says, "Ve'ima idi v'idi mitzaros." maybe still Lavan is talking about two, rival wives in two different ways. Maybe he's talking about the rival wives that Yaakov was destined to already have, meaning Bilhah and Zilpah. They shouldn't make them and elevate them to be actual wives. They should just stay as concubines, as Pilagshim. Maybe the second one was referring to bringing any other women, right, any other wives from anywhere else, right, which is similar to if you take more wives. Maybe it should be the same. So Gemara says, no, it doesn't say that. Right? The tikach is not the ikar. It says, imtana v'imtikach ziv, right? That if you afflict them and then if you take more wives. So it must be that the tana is the ikar. And that's what he was talking about. There must be two separate things. If it would have said imtikach v'imtana, so you could have interpreted imtana as meaning similar to imtikach. But once you tell me that imtana is first, right, so that must be refraining from being with them at the appropriate times. Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaye. The Rav Papa said to Abaye, "Went to Hatashmesh Gufei Ikri Inui." One second. I thought that Rav Papa says, "I'll bring you a proof." That pasuk seems to imply that Tashmesh itself is considered affliction, right? It's considered an Inui, right? Not abstaining from it, but actually performing Tashmesh is considered Inui. Dichtiv, because the pasuk says, "Vayishkavo Savi Aneha," that Shechem ben Hamor, right, took Dina and he slept with her, and Vayaneha, he violated her. So that seems to be, that's Bia, that's Tashmish. What do you mean that Inui is refraining from Tashmish? It should be Tashmish itself. So he said, no, Hasam she'inu me'bia zacheros. There, very strange answer to the Gemara. I would have thought that he raped her, right? Pashto says he raped her. But okay, Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says that what was the affliction? The affliction was that he slept with her once, right? And Rashi explains that, and he refrained from sleeping with her again, right? Even though, right, again, that was considered to be the Inui, that's how you know that the refraining from Tashmish is considered to be the affliction. Okay. Vayter. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, Aser Lerchot Mitzas Gufo Kekol Gufo, right? Just like you're not allowed to wash your entire body on Yom Kippur, you're also not allowed to wash a little bit of your body. But if a person is dirty, right, so then rochitz kedarko, then he can wash normally, right? There is no issue. Again, like the rochitza here we're talking about is rochitza shaltanuk, right? Again, if you're dirty, whatever it is, and you're allowed to wash your hands, it's no problem. Also, lasuch mixas gufo kekol gufo, same thing, right? You're not allowed to anoint yourself, right, even a small part of your body, right, just like your entire body. And this, notice the change in language, this is what Chazal pick up on, the halacha, that v'imayachola, but if you're sick, or there's some sort of scabs on your head, so sach kedarko, then you can anoint normally, v'ino choshesh, and there's no issue. Notice by the washing, right, it's only if a person is a little bit dirty, he can wash him. Here, you need some sort of, by the anointing, so you need some sort of exterior kind of reason to anoint yourself, right? There's a chola, there's an issue, there's a sickness, right? Pashas says, right, being sick is a little bit different than being dirty, right? Being sick, right, you have to get to a later stage, you have to actually, right, have a chola she'im bo sakana, you have to have some sort of halachic status on the other hand, as opposed to just, having dirty hands from anything, sticking your hand in the dirt or whatever. So, that's the pshat, that a person is dirty, so you're allowed to wash straight up, but again, in terms of anointing yourself, for whatever reason, you would need la'alacha, you would need some sort of greater reason to anoint yourself. Okay. Tanan de Bei Menashe, we learned the base Medrash of Menashe, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Medicha Isha Yada Achas B'mayim V'nosenes Paslatin. A woman can wash her hand and then give bread to her child. Ve'enu Chasheshes, there's no issue that this is the issue, the Isra of washing, right? Everything is fine. Amru Olav Al Shamay Hazakin Shalu Rotzal L'Hachil B'yado Achas V'gazru Olav L'Hachil B'shtay Yadayim. And again, they said, Shamay didn't want to feed his children with one hand. He didn't want to wash his children with one hand. And then they said, they made a gzera, right, that he should decree with, he should wash both his hands. And again, meaning the pshat is that's fine. Meaning that you shouldn't be so sensitive. And Gemara says, "My time out, Rabbi Mishum Shifsa." We're nervous about Shifsa, right? That this impure spirit, right? That Rachman al Tzlan would be on a person's hands, right? Again, that's why, one of the reasons why we wash, not the main reason, but one of the reasons why we wash before eating bread. Okay. Fine, if a person has any ruach ra that gets transferred onto the food, fine, okay, bezeder. Tanur Rabbanan went under the brisa. Ahoich l'kavo pnei avi, if a person is going to see his father, opnei rabbo, or his rebbe, opnei misha gadol imenu, or someone who is greater than him. That's a Talmud Chacham. So over ad Savarav b'mayim einu choshesh, he can even walk through water up until his neck, and there's no issue. Again, as you see, for any reason, you can wash yourself if you have a proper reason on Yom Kippur. Right, to go see a Rebbe, Mekabel Pnei Rabbo, or etc., you could do that. The boy who asked the question, Haravi tzal Talmud mai, what about the Rebbe going to see his Talmud? Right, that's not Chiyuv. Right, but obviously they're going to be talking in Torah though, so there's some sort of mitzvah here. So Tashma, let's bring a proof. Right, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Bar Chana, Ana Chazisa LeZiri does it like Rav Chiya Bar Ashi LeTalmudei. I saw Ziri going to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. So apparently you can't. Rebbe can go through water to be with his Talmud. Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi says no. It's the that's not a good proof because it was actually the opposite. Who Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Hod Azal Gabi Ziri Rabbi? The other way around. The student went to the teacher. So that's not a proof at all. Rav Ashar Levei. Avar Yimina, the Mavar Bamaya and Turi Pere, the people of Avar Yimina is a city, and he allowed the people, Rava said, the people of Avar Yimina are allowed to pass through the water to go guard the fruits, and Turi Pere, to guard fruits that they owned on the other side. Right, Amale Abai the Rava, he said, Tanya de Masailach, I got a brisa to support you, right, to back you up. Right, Shomre Peres, Ovrin Ad Savran Bamayim, Vein Choshishin, again, straight up brisa, right, you can even pass through water to go kind of guard your fruits, and they don't have to worry about the Isser of washing yourself on Yom Kippur. Rav Yosef Sharalahu Lebnei Bei Tarbu, Rav Yosef allowed these people of Beit Tarbu lemevur b'mayel lemesei lepirka to allow them to come to the shir. It was mutter to go to the shir in Beit Tarbu lemezel lo shar lehu, but he didn't allow them to go back again because the shir was over. So he said, if you tell me they can't go back, so they're not going to come next time. Right, the next time they're not going to come to the shir because I can't get back. That's very frustrating. So you could tell me, some people say Sharalu the Mesa, the Sharalu the Mesa. Some people said no, that actually Rav Yosef allowed them to go there and come back. And I'm like, Abaye, Vishnu the Mesa, Lechaye, El the Mesa, my time. I mean, but Abaye said to him, I understand that you want them to come, right, that you allowed them to come through the water, to come to the Shear, right, and that's great, but why did you allow them to go back? And that, the way we answered, right, again, a little bit different than how we just explained it, that Rav Yosef said back to him, Kadesh Shalote, Machshil, Asulavo, I'm allowing them to come back so that they won't not come next time, because then they can't go back, right? Again, that's a halacha that's shaykh nowadays with Hatzalah and the like. That people, if they take someone to the hospital, so you can go back. Okay. Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel Bar, Rav Yehuda, Avokame, Aguda, Dinar, Amavra, de Chatzdar. So apparently Rav Yehuda and Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda were hanging out on the river of Chatzdar. Rami Bar Papa, they said Rami Bar Papa was on the other side. So Rami Lukola, so they shouted and they said, can we cross the river to ask you a shaila? So Amalei Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, Dami Tarvayu, over. So he said, yeah, no problem. I don't know why they didn't just ask a shaila then, but okay, apparently they had to walk across. Maybe it was a lot of give and take. Maybe it was an involved shaila, right? Okay, fine. So either way, yes, you can pass through the water. As long as you don't lift your hand up from underneath, right, the hem, meaning that, because in that case, this is like you lift your hands over your head so that the clothing falls onto your shoulders, because right, then you're going to be carrying the clothing, you won't be wearing the clothing, right? It'll bunch up onto your shoulders. A couple of understandings why that would be usher, maybe because you end up squeezing, right, the clothing out and end up being schita. Okay, either way, right, as long as you kind of do that to make sure that you don't violate the Shabbos, like, or the, violate Yom Kippur. Igadamri, some people say that Amar Leir Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yehuda Tanina with other Raisa. Right, again, same thing, right? Over Uvach Lo Yotzi other Mitakas Chayvus Chaluko. He said, no, it's a Raisa, right? Not in the name of Rav and Shmuel, but they quoted a Raisa that said the exact same thing. Okay, a little bit further. Maski Vlo Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked, I understand. How can you go, again, if you remember we said at the beginning, right, you can go up into water, up through your neck, and you don't have to up until your neck, and you can pass through this water, and you don't have to worry about washing on Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, V'cholki agavna mishari. It's not even mutter to do this during the week, right? Because the Pasuk says, V'yamad elef ba'ama v'ivrim v'mayim mei afasim. He measured 1,000 amos led me across the water. Mei afasim was by the ankles. Mikan shemutter lavor ad afasim, right? You can walk through water up until the ankles. Again, this is in Yechezkel. The Rashi explains over here that he's showing a nevuah of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the third Beis HaMikdash, and he saw a river, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger. So, meaning, so this is what he's saying, right? Up until, right, 1,000 amos, and it was only ankle up until my ankle. If I am an LF, right, we measured another 1,000 amos. If I remained by my birkayim, and the water got up to my knees. So you see that you're allowed to walk through water up until a person's knees. That's much. It's not dangerous. By Amod Elef, another, obviously, by another 1,000 amos, by Virini may Masnaim. Then it got up to my waist. Apparently, it's much of the walk through water up until your waist. From here on, by Amod Elef, another 1,000 amos, Nachal Asher Lo Uchal Lavor. Then I couldn't cross. And then it became a river. Right, to the point above the waist, right? You couldn't pass. Right? And you're telling me that you can walk through neck deep water on your kipper to get to, I don't know, see your Rebbe or whatever. So Rabbi said, no, shiny nachal. Well, yeah, okay. Yechezkel was looking at a river. A river will carry you away, right? The water is flowing. Our Bryce is talking about some sort of stagnant pool of water, I don't know, a lake, a pond, whatever. Right? That's fine. That's not dangerous at all, right? Because the water is not going to carry you away. Okay, Shkoyach Kodorabosa, we'll go back to the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on why you're listening to this.